What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
It's a new year, and with T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
So I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
That's right. The iPhone 12 on us on every plan. All on America's 5G leader in coverage. T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits and a new line plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Isaac Weishaupt from IlluminatiWatcher.com, and you are listening to the Conspiracy Theories, an Unpopular Culture podcast. Now, I know myself, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I dislike when people have those long 10-minute intros of music and different audio clips, so I've decided to cut all that kind of stuff out of mine. If you like that, please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you dislike it, tell me so. As I've talked about many times in the past, I need to read those reviews to understand what it is that you want, because I will listen. The ratings and the reviews help me steer this, because as most of you know, the podcast is a very painful part of my sort of research and product, I should say, because I run the website, I've got the YouTube videos, I write the books, I've got the social media stuff, but then I've also got this podcast, which has been a labor of love. You've heard me gripe about it many times in the past, and I say it sort of jokingly. The issue I have with it is it's hard to find the time to set it aside. To have a guest, and we jive the times. Like, for instance, today I was supposed to have a guest on. Unfortunately, he came down with an illness, so we're going to have to reschedule that one. So instead, we're going to take a little personal time, me and you. And we're going to talk about some of the ideas that I've been seeing lately. Originally, the guest I was to have on it, I don't want to say his name in case for some reason I can't get him to commit back on, but I anticipate he will be on. We were going to talk about the music industry, rap music in particular, hip-hop, because he and I are both very much into that scene. Some of you already know who I'm talking about, but if not, he'll be on soon. I anticipate having it out before November. So anyways, today we're going to talk about some of these ideas we've seen lately in the news. We're going to talk, obviously, about the Las Vegas shooting. Talk a little bit about Columbus Day, a little bit about racial tensions, because why not? The football and the national anthem, everyone has to have an opinion on that. Talk about some of the recent updates to my website. Just a couple ideas here and there about some articles I've been writing recently. But first, I guess if I was to have an advertisement, this is where I would insert it, but I don't want to do that to you guys. I'm not going to try to get you to buy stamps and postage and sign up for Hulu memberships or whatever it is people do nowadays. Instead, if you want to support this, you can go pick up any of my books wherever you like. Amazon, iTunes. I've got the signed paperbacks of every book I've written on my Gumroad store, the Isaac W. Gumroad store. The Dark Path is my latest book. It's the best book. I'm getting a lot of great reviews on it, and I want to thank you for those that are reviewing it. I've read every single one of them on Amazon and Audible. You can pick that up, virtually everywhere. I narrated the audiobook, so you can get that on Audible. I know that's a very popular option. But if you want to support this podcast and just the Illuminati Watcher project in general, that's how you can do it. And if you can't afford it, that is quite all right. I get that. I've been there before, so don't even sweat it. Just, share my material or leave a review or a rating on iTunes or Stitcher for the podcast if you want to support it that way. So let's talk about some of the articles I've written in the last, month or so. I've been very busy writing articles since I got done with the book. It freed me up to catch up with a lot of ideas I wanted to share with you. Made an article on the latest Ghostbusters film. Because in it, there's lots of talk of ritual magic and spiritual contact with these entities from another side, which plays out into many of the ideas that we've talked about with the occult, because it becomes very evident that ritual and ceremonial magic are key to this big agenda. In fact, a lot of people don't understand that. So in The Dark Path, I go into detail on that idea, and it's quite curious because, as we'll talk about later, with that Las Vegas shooter, I wrote an article on it talking about the different conspiracy theories and ideas behind it, and Heavy.com took a portion of it. They took a sort of quote from it for their article, and it was interesting because when I spelled magic on my website, I spell it M-A-G-I-C-K to differentiate it from stage magic, which is something Aleister Crowley himself did. He added that K, the 11th letter of the alphabet. The 11 is the number for the sorcerer. But the K is important because that tells us that it is a ceremonial or ritual magic practice, which is much different from stage magic or, you know, sleight of hand type stuff. So I wrote that. Heavy.com took a paragraph from my article and they spell corrected it. They thought I spelled it wrong. So that just goes to show you how far we've got to go to get the masses to understand what is happening here. They don't understand that there are serious occult and magic forces at play. And that idea ties us into the purpose for symbolism and why we see these same symbols over and over. Everyone thinks it's silly, thinks we're making it up, thinks we're exaggerating, but when you see these same symbols of the all-seeing eye or the 666 hand or the Moloch horns, you begin to understand how the magicians are saturating our environment with these ideas. I wrote several articles on recent symbols that we've seen lately. Elon Musk and Amber Heard were involved on one of her Instagram photos. She's doing the Moloch all-seeing eye. And Elon Musk commented, "Good sign." No one seemed to notice that. So, and someone actually shared that with me. I don't want to take full credit for that. I didn't see it, but I did write an article on that. Beck's latest album's got Saturn and all-seeing eye symbolism. There's a whole slew of rappers coming out that I talked about because I follow the rap genre and I've seen it in a lot of their videos and imagery. We're talking about rappers like Ski Mask, The Slump God, T-Grizzly. I've got one on Cardi B. She's the one that sings that song that's quite popular right now called Bodak Yellow. It's an atrociously dumb song, but anyway, it's very popular. And then there's a XXX Temptation, which actually gets reinterpreted to 666 Temptation. That's his rap name. Supposedly, allegedly, he beat up his pregnant girlfriend. So we've got some real gems coming out in the rap industry here. And then there's Lil Uzi Vert, who I wrote a whole article on. Because if you say his name fast, it is Lucifer. Someone actually shared that with me because I wrote an article on his popular song, Exo Tour Life 3. He had a video for it, and I pointed out the symbolism in it. You know, all-seeing eye, Moloch, lightning, that kind of stuff, Luciferian ideas. And someone actually told me that in the comments, and I was shocked I hadn't heard that before because I went online, and sure enough, there's a lot of people talking about that. And you can listen to one of his new songs, and you can hear him clearly say it that way. And it's quite curious because in that article I wrote on it called Is Lil Uzi Vert in the Illuminati, I talk about how he is obsessed with Marilyn Manson, the honorary priest of the Church of Satan. Staying on the theme of rap music, Drake lost a friend of his at 3 in the morning, and he is shown with the 666 all-seeing eye in his sort of promotional photos. So I wrote an article on that. There's also stuff on like Jim Carrey. That's actually something I'm going to expand upon here real soon because he's been saying and doing a lot of weird stuff lately. I talk about the different ideas of, is this an Illuminati breakdown or enlightenment? There's also a film coming out with Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water. And in it, there is a sort of don't want to say demonic, but there's a creature that has a sexual affair with a human. This is birthing the Antichrist. This is the moon child of Aleister Crowley, and the idea of incarnating a sort of entity out of nothing using magic, or in this case, direct contact with the, I don't want to say alien, but the creature. Lady Gaga, talk about her and this supposed fake news of her selling her soul to the Illuminati, and now she has fibromyalgia from it. That's one of the theories floated around. Talk about why I actually don't believe that one. And so on. You can go on there and check it out. I've got a whole ton of stuff. I actually recently did a podcast with Reality Roundhouse, Mike Strauss. That's a really good show. That was a fun one. You can check that out as well. I actually caught a flu of some kind recently, so I caught up on several movies. I didn't do analysis on all of them, but there are some interesting symbols to be found in them. Like, for instance, I watched The Neon Demon. That was a film about the fashion industry and sort of the darkness within it. I don't want to give away the ending, but I was going to write an article on it, but it's been kind of done several times, and that movie's probably about a year old by now, and maybe I will eventually, but there are many symbols, like the all-seeing eye. There's ideas of cannibalism, but then there's the general overall predatory ideas of, obsessing over the youth in that film. I also saw Annabelle, which I didn't think was that good. I mean, I'm like 4 years late on watching that, but I watched that. I watched It in the theater. That was a pretty good movie. I actually did an analysis on that. You can check that out as well. And it's similar to the idea of the Neon Demon with this predatory clown preying upon the children. And I also saw Dirty Dancing for the first time. So there's that. Actually, it was a pretty good movie. I don't know why I dodged that for so many years. But nothing Illuminati in that one, though, that I saw. So let's talk about the infamous national anthem and sending it out. We know that that has been a topic of great conversation. I don't really watch football. Well, I shouldn't say I don't really watch football. I do not watch football. And not because I hate it or anything. I used to watch football a lot as a child. And I was quite obsessed with all sports. But then I turned 16 and found things of much greater interest to do than obsess over sports. Because I think sports in general is a distraction. While it can be entertaining, I get it. I'm not a sports hater, but I think people become obsessed with it and they identify with it. It is no different than politics. They want you to become obsessed with these teams, and they want you to pick out which gang you want to be a part of. You all know what I'm talking about. You're very familiar with the sort of archetype of the sports nut. They want you to be the guy on TV throwing stuff when their team misses the play or whatever. And it's interesting how people fall right into this kind of stuff pretty easily. And I think that football is just another distraction or deception that they're using to keep us numbed out. It is the classic Roman bread and circus before the fall, right? So you already know what's going on. We've got football players taking a knee and kneeling during the national anthem in protest. In general, I believe it's because it's part of the Black Lives Matter protest, which, you know, a lot of you already are familiar with my work know that I don't take the typical sort of conservative right-wing approach to these things. I wouldn't say I'm like liberal, but I am more towards the center. I don't subscribe to either political party for the exact same reason of why I don't get into football, like I just talked about. But I did study some various sort of cultural conflicts and a college course called Social Problems. So there are statistics to back up this idea that, you know, African Americans experience a different version of America than white Americans do. I'm sympathetic to it. I don't know what the answer is exactly. But it's a sensitive topic. I don't discount the Black Lives Matter movement entirely. I'm sure there are aspects of it that are that are unsavory, but for the most part, I get what they're saying, right? They're saying there's a different version of America that they feel, and you know, there's a lot of evidence to support that kind of thought. But that's interesting that they should bring it into the football arena, which it is now flowing over into the other sports like basketball. Because about a year ago, I wrote an article on this idea of a manufactured race war. I called it the rise or the helter skelter race war, because as you know, back in the 60s, Charles Manson tried to start a race war through helter skelter. That's what he called it. And, obviously that did not happen, but you see all the symbolism in the last couple of years of the word rise, which is what they painted on the wall in the La Bianca house in blood. The word rise, and that was supposed to tell the black people or the Black Panthers to rise up and fight the white people. So it's very curious that in the last couple of years we've seen this rise symbolism so often. And then, you know, we obviously have all those police shootings and, the Black Lives Matter protest movement. There's all these ideas that suggest we're headed down the path of a civil war, a race war, I should say. I obviously hope that does not happen, but it's quite curious that recently the Russians were alleged to have bought ads on Facebook, Google, and YouTube to manipulate the 2016 election. Now, when I first heard this, I thought that they were saying that the Russians were trying to get Donald Trump in, so they started spreading fake news about Hillary Clinton, because that was originally where that started, all those ideas. But now they're telling us that the Russians also bought advertising for the Black Lives Matter movement, which is very curious, because why would they do that? Well, this is just another piece of that puzzle to add the idea of someone stoking a race war. Now, we'll have to keep our eyes open as to what else happens in regards to this. Hopefully nothing. But since I wrote that article, I've seen nothing but an acceleration of that agenda. And you might ask, why? Why would they want a race war? Well, I think it's, again, another distraction. They want to keep us focused on fighting each other and one another and not actually coming together, because they want to continue doing what it is that they do. And the definition of what it is that they do, that's a whole nother conversation. But if they can keep us distracted through entertainment, sports, or just an all-out race war, then they can keep controlling us even better. Now, let's talk about the Las Vegas shooter. I wrote an entire article on this. There's a lot of ideas to consider here. Some theorists are claiming this is a false flag attack. They are saying that this man, Stephen Paddock, was put in place to push a certain agenda, which would be gun control in this instance. They are claiming that he shot the crowd up, and they want to take that in order to put restrictions on gun control. Another idea that I've seen floated around is the idea that this never actually happened, that they hired crisis actors. I have a hard time with those kind of ideas, kind of like Sandy Hook, where they say they were all crisis actors and it didn't really happen. It's hard because it's hard to draw that line of what do I believe and what don't I believe. I can't say I disbelieve every single thing that I ever read, because then, you know, you don't really know anything besides what you personally witness. So I don't really buy that one. It is interesting that they did have crisis actors they were trying to hire for a similar sort of event. But that kind of stuff does happen, where they do have crisis actors and they play out scenarios like this because it's, you know, so prevalent nowadays. So as of this podcast, as of October 9th, which is Columbus Day, which I'll talk about here in a minute, as of this podcast, there was no clear motive found yet. But let's take a look at some of the ideas behind this, because I see, personally, a lot of similarities to the ideas of MKUltra mind control. At first, they were saying that Paddock is a man with no apparent desires to inflict such horror on these innocent people. The brother was interviewed and said he had no idea why he would do this, didn't even know he was into guns. And he said a curious quote. He said, "Mars just fell into the Earth," which is interesting in itself when you consider the astrological connections with, the Illuminati and the different symbolism that they use from this. So the idea is that there was no motive at all for this guy to do what he did. Thus, you could argue that he was sort of the mind-controlled Manchurian candidate, because the CIA from the 1950s to the 70s did the MKUltra mind-control experiments, and who's to say that they did shut those down in the 70s? Another curiosity with that is that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was a victim of the MKUltra mind-control experiments, and he also lashed out against the masses in a similar sort of, attempt at getting a message out there. This brings a lot of questions up. If this is an MKUltra experiment, you would have to point it to the idea of pushing gun control measures. The one thing that I do know about this is the effect this will have on gun sales. In the past, Democrats have always push gun control ideas after these sort of tragedies. And the Republicans typically stand behind the NRA, and that includes half the Democrats too. Most of them stand behind the NRA as well. So it's not very likely that they're going to pass any gun control measures, because it's very unpopular. But and both sides have valid arguments either way. I don't want to get into that. That'll be a whole another hour of talk. But the gun sales have historically been higher when there are Democrats and liberals running Congress. Some of the highest selling years for the gun industry were when President Obama was in office, because the right would constantly use the threat of gun control to sell guns. So when you've got Donald Trump and a full Republican Congress in place, there are less sales of guns, because there isn't that threat of the government trying to push gun control laws. So when you have this shooting, then you can see how this will help the gun industry out, because it's been reported on Fortune.com how the gun sales have dropped since Trump's elections. There was a huge slump that they've been in. This was just a month ago that they reported on this. So I found it very curious that the gun industry was suffering and now this happened, and I'm positive that gun sales will increase because of it. Let's also look at the timing of this, because we all know that with the rituals of the occult, timing is of great importance. Paddock's brother said that Mars just fell into the Earth. Well, that's what, one website said. There was actually several websites that said, a different quote that didn't have the word Mars in it, but I did find the one that did. And I don't profess to really understand astrology. That's a topic I'm not very familiar with, but I did look it up, and it says that Venus in the full moon October 2017 horoscope is also the morning star. Therefore, October 5th conjunction of Venus and Mars indicates war. So if that has any play on this, they're claiming in that article that we're going to be perhaps in a skirmish with North Korea. But if that has anything to do with it, they're saying that people will suffer through this time period. So it's possible that this is a sort of a high profile event used sort of like how they do with other pagan or witchcraft holidays. Although this did not happen during one of those typical holidays. But if you look at the venue, it was the Route 91 concert, and it was right across the street from the Luxor in Las Vegas. And we know the Luxor is the infamous Black Pyramid with the illuminated apex, right? This is also right next to the obelisk. These are symbols from the quote-unquote Illuminati, and this ties into many of the magic and esoteric theories of ancient Egypt and its mystery schools that have that is a direct lineation to a lot of these people of the supposed Illuminati to this day. That's why you see the symbols of the Egyptians everywhere and so often. And tying into that, the shooter was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. We know that in Freemasonry, at least the Scottish Rite, there are 33 degrees and 32nd is right there near the top. Now, does that play out in this example? Maybe. I mean, if you look at the idea of the Luxor being right there, the Egyptians, the Masons, they're hand in hand as well, especially with the ideas of ritual magic. I've heard that the Ordo Templi Orientis magic group, they hold their meetings in Freemason lodges, and which will play into some of these other ideas that we're going to get into, like the gunmen. They say when it first happened, they were saying that the gunmen fired for 9 to 11 minutes. Now, why would they say that? Why would they just not say 10 minutes? And when you read the articles, you can see, and I'll read this directly, it says, the first call reporting shots fired came at 10.08 p.m. Sunday, and the gunfire didn't stop until 10.19 p.m. Now, that's exactly 11 minutes. So why not say it went on for 11 minutes? It doesn't make sense that they would say 9 to 11 minutes. Why they wouldn't just take the average of 10, or why they wouldn't say exactly 11, since that's apparently what it was. It's very curious. So it begs the question of a public, high-profile ritual where they are using numerology, because 9-11 is a key point to this idea of occult numerology. This is what happened with the 9-11, 2001 incident. There are many ideas on this. One major idea that I see is reconciling the opposites in alchemy. They are trying to show us physically the Kabbalistic Tree of Life concept, because in Kabbalah you've got three pillars. You've got the left and the right pillar, and then you've got this sort of perfected pillar up the center. So when they destroy and bring down the two twin pillars and raise a single pillar up the middle, which they called the One World Trade Center, as in One World Order, you see a physical representation of reconciling the opposites and making a perfected being. This is similar to the ideas of the Rebus. Freeman Fly, he is a theorist that spoke about the importance of jumping from the 9 to 11. That's how he was able to predict 9-11 and the symbolic meaning behind the event. So in terms of the occult magic ritual, Aleister Crowley believed the number 11 is the number of the hidden sephirot of Daoth, as in Daoth Vader, and it symbolizes the tenets of magic and connecting the microcosm with the macrocosm. So when Crowley designed his universal hexagram, he used a 5-point and a 6-point, a 5-point pentagram and a 6-point hexagram combined together, because 11 is the perfected magician number. So when you go from 9 to 11, you're skipping past the god number and going from man to sorcerer. Now, another curiosity here is that the Route 91 concert was put on by Sirius XM Radio. I've talked about this many times, especially in The Dark Path, my recent book. I talked about Sirius and its importance, because when you look at the idea that the Luxor has these Egyptian themes, and you look at the 32nd floor, which is a Freemason number, you can see that also in Freemasonry, they venerate Sirius. This is called the Blazing Star. And you can see it many times in entertainment. Aleister Crowley's magical order called Silver Star was actually named after this. They called it the Sun Behind the Sun. And here's where things get really kind of curious and creepy. Kenneth Grant, I read in one of his books, Kenneth Grant was a successor to Aleister Crowley. He was another one of these sort of occult magicians. He believed Sirius was the source of Crowley's thalamic current. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with what that means, Crowley invented a religion called Thelema. His book of the law that he used to base the religion off of was actually information channeled from an entity, an otherworldly entity, which is a concept we see very often with the occult. Even the LDS Mormons, the Book of Mormon was based off of channeling I think it's the angel Moroni. But anyways, in the book, Kenneth Grant says, Crowley identified the heart of the thalamic current with one particular star. In occult tradition, this is the sun behind the sun, the hidden god, the vast star Sirius, or Sothis, which opened the zodiacal year of 365 days, as well as the great year of approximately 26,000 years. So there's another connection to be considered. Now, you know, none of this is a silver bullet. I get it. There's just a lot of ideas that are curious, especially because they haven't come up with a motive yet. Another thing that floated around right at the beginning of this whole thing was that there was a woman at the concert running around screaming about how they were all going to die tonight. Now, maybe she was high. Maybe not, though. From what I could tell, they didn't even interview this woman, or they weren't able to identify her, at least. A recent sort of update was this Illuminati card game. This thing always shows up. It's this card game that was created by Steve Jackson. And I thought it was originally designed in the 80s, but it could have been in the 90s. Irregardless, is based on Robert Anton Wilson's Illuminatus trilogy, which is important because Wilson was, again, one of these sort of occult magicians. He followed Crowley and the power of ritual magic. And we talk about the power of ritual magic. You're talking about putting your desires and will out into the universe and making real changes happen that occur in our world. So when you look at Steve Jackson's deck of cards called the Illuminati card game, you'll see one for Las Vegas. And on this card, you'll see number one, resistance, number two, power. And then on the picture, you'll see a various casino imagery. And you see the Jack and the Ace card. Now that's in blackjack, that's 21, because the Jack equals 10, the Ace equals 11, but the Ace can also equal 1. Okay? And that'll play out in this scenario because it happened on 10-1. So you've got the Jack is 10, the Ace is 1. And a little background, this Illuminati card game has a lot of sort of predicted events, like, for example, 9/11, to be specific. It shows the Twin Towers being bombed. But, you know, a lot of stuff showed the towers being sort of hit or attacked. And why that is, well, I mean, they were the tallest towers. But, I mean, it is kind of curious that everyone focused so much energy on it, then it did happen. Which kind of supports this idea of occult magic. So it's interesting, we have the Jack and the Ace on this card, which is also a tattoo on the country singer Jason Aldean's arm. He was the one performing when the shootings happened. Now, I don't know anything about country music. Maybe he got that because he likes blackjack. Maybe he got it because that's his initials. But the JA is prevalent here in both the Illuminati card game and also Jason Aldean's tattoo. Very strange. This morning, I actually read an article that says Paddock was a conspiracy theorist. Yes, that is the latest trend. That's what we've been seeing, is that whoever, the media, whoever's doing this, they love to point out that these crazy people are into conspiracy theories. They want to demonize all alternative thought. Google's and YouTube have been physically demonetizing websites and videos just like mine. You've heard me crying about that in the past. And this is the latest. This is the latest in a long string of attacks on conspiracy theories and ideas related to them. An article published on Daily Mail where the police interviewed a prostitute, and it says the 27-year-old woman said that Paddock would often rant about conspiracy theories, including how 9/11 was orchestrated by the U.S. government. So here he is again, the 9/11. It's very curious, right? Earlier we talked about how the shootings happened from 9 to 11 minutes. And then now we're finding out that this guy thought 9/11 was an inside job. Now the detectives also found out from the prostitute that this guy was into violent sex acts. But the idea to consider here is that let me read the article itself. It says, one woman has spoken out about their violent sex sessions and Paddock's dark side. She said, he had a dark and twisted side, but even so, I could never have imagined he would do something like this. Now, it's very curious here because, I mean, first, there's a Las Vegas prostitute who's saying this guy's pretty dark and twisted, and I'm sure she's had some, shady clientele in the past, so he must have stood out pretty bad. But the idea that they're saying he had the dark side, this ties into this exact duality concept, this idea of black and white magic, of coming into contact with dark forces, and all of this plays into the idea of the shadow side, or the subconscious, which is what these symbols talk to. These are the concepts I break down in The Dark Path. I also talk a little bit about them in my book, The Star Wars Conspiracy, so read those for more. And that actually, let me segue over by talking about this. I've read that people say, maybe I talk about the books too much and say, oh, go get my book. And that's not necessarily because I'm trying to sell products. I mean, I am. That's part of this whole thing. Because I have to pay for, website hosting, domain hosting, podcast hosting, email newsletters. And since Google and YouTube have been demonetizing everything, I've seen a 95%+ drop in ad revenue. Because they're attacking thoughts such as mine. The reason why I always refer to the books is because it's way too much to explain. I mean, if I tried to break it all down, it would be, 8 to 10 hours of me talking to you about this stuff. And some of you don't want to hear that. Some of you just want the basics and move on with your life. I get that. So when I say I talk more about this in book X, that's just me saying, if you want to learn more, you can read all about it in that book. That is my full comprehensive thoughts and research on these ideas. Because I know a lot of websites, I don't want to call them out, but some of them don't even go into detail. They have no idea what they're talking about. They talk about these ideas and these concepts. They've never really studied them. They have no idea. And in The Dark Path, the recent book, I did a lot of citations to the occult literature and the doctrine from which I got these ideas from. Because I don't want people to just take my word for it. I want them to understand where I got the information and how it is, in fact, very much verifiably true. And these books are currently the only way I'm keeping this whole thing alive. So if I don't sell books, then I don't get to do a lot of these things that I've been doing, like that email newsletter. It's very expensive to run those things. You wouldn't think so. But right now I'm paying, it's over probably about $150 a month just for that email newsletter, which is outrageous, right? But that's how it is, man. You gotta pay to play. So that's why I always talk about the books. I think you can learn a lot more from the books, which actually reminds me that I've been getting a few interesting photos from people that bought The Dark Path. So if you do have a cool photo, like a guy recently, he took a photo of him holding the book in front of an LDS church, because we all know how much I love to pick on the LDS. I live in Utah, so there's a lot of LDS people around me, and they're actually pretty good people. But if you do look at the basis of their religion, it does tie into, Joseph Smith was channeling entities. Good or bad, I don't know. You take that for what it's worth. I get along just fine with them, but we all like to pick on each other a little bit. But yeah, he took a photo in front of the LDS church, which I thought was funny. So I shared it on my Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook feeds. So if you have anything similar to that, you want to take a photo, share it with me, and I can share it also. You can hit me up on any of those. But also, before we go, I want to talk real briefly about Columbus Day. Because there has been, this attack on it recently. And I wonder if there's not more subconscious play going on than what we realize. Because Columbus which comes from the Colombo family in Italy or whatever. The Columbia stuff ties into a lot of ideas that we've been talking about. The Columbia Broadcasting System, District of Columbia, Columbia Pictures, the CBS Columbia Broadcasting System has the all-seeing eye for the logo, and the goddess of Columbia is seen on the film studio representation. You see that? It all ties into this idea of goddess worship and Semiramis. And if we look at, again, we'll talk about Kenneth Grant's The Magical Revival book. He talks about the reasons why we see this goddess symbolism. These occultists believe that sex magic rituals were used for spiritual attainment, and it was followed by the people of ancient Egypt and this draconian cult. They said that orgasms could occur in various centers of the body, including the center seat of consciousness at the crown of the head. And this chakra point also relates to death, which Crowley called the ultimate orgasm, or the great going. And this goer is the designation for the highest gods in Egypt and Indian mythology, and its symbol is the Ankh. So the Ankh is a symbol for the orgasm, as is the goddess of love, Venus, who is used to sexually transcend consciousness. So when we talk about the Columbus worship, we see that Columba means dove in Latin, which ties into Semiramis. So Semiramis and Venus are similar in that aspect with Columbia and the dove. So the idea that Venus tracks the five-pointed path in the sky, which is the pentagram, and the morning sun and Lucifer, all these things tie together. So if you recall earlier when we were talking about the Las Vegas shooting, we talked about how in astrology, Venus in the full moon of October 2017 is also the morning star. Again, we're talking about Lucifer. Therefore, October 5th conjunction of Venus and Mars indicates war. Could it be that this goddess of war, Venus, is what was at play here with this shooting? It is a warlike act. And when we see Columbus Day happening so soon after, we have to wonder if there's not some kind of connection to be had out there in the cosmos, because these ritual magicians believe that the things that they do, their rituals or ceremonies, they can cause real changes to occur out in the cosmos, out in the universe. They actually believe this stuff. They think that they can alter our world into how they see fit. And how they see fit, according to my research, is to usher in a new age, the new aeon. You know, Aleister Crowley called it the Aeon of Horus, or we heard it the Age of Aquarius. It's this new idea and this new age in which all religion is destroyed. You know, right or wrong, we can talk about that all day long, but they believe that they are to be the new masters of this world. And ultimately, I believe, from what I can tell, they want to push us down a path of Luciferian worship and the idea that man can become God. Man will ultimately be no more. They will replace us. And this is the idea of like the perfected middle pillar of Kabbalah. They will replace us with digital forms of consciousness, which will be immortal. But anyways, if you want to learn more about that, read The Dark Path. I go into all that. Again, I want to thank you for listening. This has been the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. If you like this, please leave a review. If you want to support it, please share or pick up any of my books. The best one, the most recent one, is The Dark Path. But I've got books on every topic. I've got Star Wars, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Alice in Wonderland, hip-hop, and Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. That's a very popular book as well. So there's something for everybody. And I want to thank you again for listening, and I will chat with you guys next time.
What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. the Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
It's a new year, and with T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
So I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
That's right, the iPhone 12 on us on every plan. All on America's 5G leader in coverage, T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits and a new line, plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.com.